I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. We're coming up on the traditional buck firearms hunting season in West Virginia. And today, we'll get an update on the agency's continued monitoring of chronic wasting disease in West Virginia. We'll get that right after this. Chronic wasting disease, or CWD, is a disorder in white-tailed deer that impacts their brain. The illness will eventually be fatal, but only in its final stages will the symptoms be noticeable to the animal's appearance. There is no known cure and largely no known cause, only cases of what seem to be spreading the illness. It was first discovered in Hampshire County in West Virginia in the community of Slainsville back in 2005. Since then, Jim Crum, Deer Project Leader at DNR, says he and his staff have been keeping a close eye on its slow spread.
We've added four counties to Hampshire. So we have it in Hardy County. That was the first one after Hampshire. Then in the past year, well, in 2018, I guess, last year, we discovered it in Berkeley County, in Mineral County, and then finally got a positive on Morgan County. It was knocking on the door of Morgan earlier several years. We just didn't seem to pick up a positive in Morgan until last year.
Fortunately, it has not moved westward.
It has not went to the west of the Allegheny front, and we hope it doesn't. We do know deer travel east-west, but I hope it's somewhat of a barrier.
The big question many have is, can it be transmitted to humans if they were to eat meat of an infected animal?
Currently, no. There's no documented human cases. There's conflicting information so far as far as experimental work.
Slowing the spread and trying to keep an eye on it, all while researching ways to reverse it, continue to be the challenge of biologists not only in West Virginia, but nationwide. And doing that requires a mountain of data collection. Even though West Virginia has its electronic license system, hunters in the Eastern Panhandle in some places have to bring their deer in for evaluation.
And we'll have the first 2 days of the buck season in Berkeley and Mineral and Morgan counties. We'll have the carcass inspection. 2 days, any animal killed, any deer killed the first 2 days of the traditional buck season, they're supposed to bring them to a check station.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.